Hello everyone, and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all. You get that yawn out there, Jeff?
I didn't think you were going to start.
Hi everyone, welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael and I've seen Friends well over 100 times.
And I'm Elizabeth and I haven't seen this show, man.
How you doing, friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, tell you, I got a bit of the old Sunday scaries going on here.
Yeah, me too.
Ugh.
I finally figured out how to access DMs on Instagram. And I responded to two people today. Three! And it made me feel so important. Thanks, guys.
So, yeah.
So, like, keep DMing me.
And yeah, please, everyone.
Private conversations.
Slide into my wife's DMs all you want.
Honestly, get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, thanks for taking that burden off of my shoulders.
We don't have much of anything, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, still worth checking out, I suppose.
It's fun.
Yeah, good. We just finished watching season 8. Episode 12. The one where Joey dates Rachel.
Yes. We did.
You got a lot to say about that one?
No.
No? You literally just said before we started recording, I've got a lot to say about this one.
Oh, in terms of the fact that I was just like, is this a thing? I was like, it went by fast, surprisingly,
there's a lot of filler.
It was shit.
Oh, wow.
There was, like, moments that were okay.
Mm.
It was kind of just, like, a waste of an episode. Like, they could have
Condensed it.
And added the elements that were good into a different one.
So the structure they normally have is, like, their main A story. And then they have a B story, which isn't quite as important, but, like, has, like, some useful stuff, and then like a little C story, which is just to kind of fluff out the numbers, let the other friends have something to do. But the B story was very much a C story as well in this one. Like, it was like just two absolutely nothing things, and then two of the characters doing some weird, unspeakable things, which we'll get to all in good time. All right, bro, I'm going to give you your choice. Do you want to do Bamboozled first, or do you want to do Friendly Advice first?
Bamboozled.
Bamboozled first? Because you haven't thought of anything for Friendly Advice.
Well, yes, but also I like Bamboozled.
Good. All right.
You know what I like? Bamboozled.
You'll be pleased to hear out of all the people that got in touch. Like, last time I think you scored an impressive 2.5 out of 7 on Bamboozled last time.
Mm-hmm.
You beat everybody that got in touch.
What?
Well, to be fair,
where are they getting in touch, by the way?
On the Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
On the Twitter.
I don't know what that thing is. Okay.
That has to come with a bit of an asterisk, because all the questions were based on the episode we had just watched.
No, Michael,
so
let
unless
me have this.
Everybody else watched that episode as well, like, it doesn't.
Which they didn't. They didn't.
Like, I'm asking people, like, you may remember I asked you, like, what t-shirt someone was wearing.
Yeah.
So
that's going to be hard for them.
Yeah. But, hey, a win's a win. You got to take that.
I'll freaking take it.
You bamboozled the Andy Fennec. He only got one. Yeah, well, he didn't see the episode.
I know, but he's usually good at it.
And you bamboozled Sagita at Sagita Trine on Twitter.
Nice.
We're gonna talk about Sagita a little bit later as well, because she sent us something that's
a puppy?
Quite interesting.
Something for me?
She's like, I think she's overthrown Greggles in terms of like our number one fan.
Wait, I don't know Sagita.
Well, you're about to.
I used to know Greggles.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the Andy Fennec, because obviously. But like, what?
But we'll get to that in a minute.
I'm having a new friend. I want to know everything about them.
Well, we'll talk about them in a minute.
Okay.
Let's play Bamboozled. I'm actually quite pleased with the work I've done in this one, so don't look at my answers.
I don't want to cheat. That's no fun.
I'm going to invite you all to play along at home.
Wait, is this from the episode we just watched?
No, it's from...
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unlucky, mate. Okay. So, we saw Ross's son Ben in this episode, right?
Apparently we did for a hot second, yes.
And he's, of course, Well, the question is, which Sprouse brother plays Ross's son, Ben?
Don't they kind of switch off?
Well, no, apparently they don't. It is just one of them.
Oh, I think I know. It's the one that's in Riverdale.
It's the one that you find really hot.
Yeah, Cole.
You sicko.
Cole.
Cole is correct.
The one that's in Riverdale.
Good for you, Cole. Yes, you got it correct.
I just like his character in Riverdale because he's like brooding.
Yeah, we don't need to get into
okay.
it. Okay. Question two. Which... I realize that, like, we haven't really watched much Friends in, like, the last 3 years.
No, so, we
like,
haven't.
I'm keeping the questions pretty easy.
Thanks, buddy.
Because, like, it's literally been about 6 years since you've seen some of these episodes. Which one of the Friends mistakenly threw a woman's wooden leg on a fire? This did happen? You didn't see this incident happen, but it is talked about in an episode.
Joey.
It is Joey.
Yes!
2 out of 2.
That just well seems done. Like a Joey thing. I almost said Chandler, but that seems like a Joey thing. Okay, good. Okay. Oh my god, I've already gotten two.
Question three. What was Chandler's punishment for kissing Joey's girlfriend, Kathy?
Is there a multiple choice?
No.
He had to kiss someone else.
How is that a punishment?
Well, like a frog or something gross.
Do you remember that happening?
No, I'm making it up because okay. I'm a genius.
I see. Well, that would have been quite good.
I have no idea.
No?
No, sorry.
Okay. He had to get in a large box during
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody got that one right.
Okay, well, I remember now.
2 out of 3. Not bad. Okay, 2 more. What form of self-defense / sushi does Ross try to teach Rachel and Phoebe?
Yeah, I know the thing he... That was so stupid. Niggers.
Wait. Whoa.
What?
Kind of sounded like you said the N-word. Hollowed it out.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking of, like, he says it slow, like... Mwinal.
Yeah.
Mishniki.
Yeah. It would be helpful if you had any knowledge of, like, actual sushi and you weren't just saying random
Nori.
Syllables. Yeah.
California roll.
Yeah, no. You're getting further from it. It's gonna blow.
That was weird. Eelny. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I know it's like a
you've got like the yep, you've got the 3-syllable pattern down, right?
I'm trying to do it with my hands. Can you see my hands doing it?
Boop. Everybody knows the gesture you're making. And yes, she is making it every time. People, I want to assure you.
Niggy.
No.
Nerui. I don't know.
I'm also doing the hand gesture. Unagi.
Oh.
And I'm sure everybody else did it at home too.
But you know what? I wasn't that far away.
No, I know.
I was like getting some of the same letters.
Yeah. Almost only counts with horseshoes and hand grenades though, I'm afraid.
Sorry, man.
I couldn't walk you through it the way I walked you through Evander Holyfield in the last
episode. Oh, God. I've already forgotten his name. Again, you've just said it.
Okay. So, 2 out of 4.
God. Bad.
This question... I know you won't remember this, but I still think there's a chance that you could get this right.
Why
if
would you
like think about? Because if you just kind of like think about what I'm asking you, I think like you'll get to the answer anyway. What body part does Phoebe find in a can of soda?
It's either an ear or a finger.
It can only be so many things.
Or a toe. It's either an ear, a finger, or a toe.
Mm.
A thumb.
Good.
Yes.
Did you remember that?
Yes, I just remembered
good.
It.
All right, there you go. Nice. If you had said finger, I would have pushed you for the specific finger.
Well,
so
Michael, that good. Deserves an extra half point.
No, it does not. All right, 3 out of 5. Not bad.
You know what? I'll take that.
You can take that. I don't think anybody... I think there will be people listening at home that won't have got Cole, the first answer.
Oh, well, the hot one.
Right, because not everyone has a weird crush on a kid like you do.
He's not a kid.
He is in this show.
Oh, I don't like him in this show.
Ooh, tell it to the judge.
Ew, it makes me feel disgusting.
But I think everybody will get all... everyone listening to this will get all other four.
Well, everyone else who doesn't is going to be really sad that you said that.
Mm. Well, they should stop listening.
No, Michael, we only have two people that listen.
Okay, so that was Bamboozled. That was good. But a quick friendly advice, because we've got something else to cover before we talk about the episode.
Quick like a bunny.
I'll go with mine. And, like, I feel like I'm forever, like, doing exercise things. And, like, yes, I am extremely jacked and, like, in phenomenal shape. Because I always talk about exercising. It's boring, but it's a part of my life. But I started doing my first couple of yoga classes in the last couple of weeks, and yoga's pretty good. I recommend yoga. Healthy body, healthy mind, all that good stuff. So
I, on the other hand, have not exercised in months, and I look great for it.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, buddy. Friendly advice. If you want to pat that dog, pat the dog. You awkwardly go over and be like, hello, I know I'm an adult, and you're an adult, but can I please pat your dog? And it's going to be happy, and you're going to be happy. So just ask that random other adult to touch their dog. Okay?
Now, I don't keep track of this, and I'm sure I've repeated myself
of often, how many dogs that I have asked
but to I'm pretty sure... No, I just think that this has been your friendly advice, like, three or four times.
Has it been?
Probably.
I don't remember ever saying that.
That's good advice.
I can say another one.
No, anyway. Shut up for a second.
Okay.
I have something to tell you. So before we get to the episode, going back to our friend Sagita on Twitter, definitely like vying for Friends Till the End superfan. She sent us a wee thing on Twitter. Do you remember, we sometimes play, and we should get back to it. I think we still kind of keep track on it. We play a little game called Would You.
I love Would You.
Okay, so explain to the people what Would You is.
So it's like, hey, would you that person? Like, basically sleep with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually like a celebrity or whoever.
But we do it on this show for when the friends are dating somebody else.
Yes.
We play Would You.
Oh my God, Sagita, what are you doing?
So she has compiled the answers to all of our Would You's, yes or no's,
what?
And presented them in a fun little, like a little flyer, a little one pager. So there's a Michael said no, who Michael said no to, who Michael said yes to, who Elizabeth said no to, and who Elizabeth said yes to. So we've got
what?
So it's a hold, fun little...
hold on a minute.
This it's is pretty great. It's
incredible.
Over, it's over. I shared it on our Twitter at FriendsPod. You can see it.
This is amazing.
It's great. It's a fun little visual over the years.
Wait. Go back.
Well, I want to talk about yours, because your page is huge. I mean, first of all,
high standards.
You have way more people to pick from. So clearly the girls are getting about a lot more than the guys on Friends. You have, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 18 no's.
Only one girl on that? That's
and
surprising.
And 3 yeses, which is pretty great. And then I have 5 no's and 7 yeses. So you're pickier than me.
Well, yeah.
And you have much more to pick from.
Wait.
So
can
I just thought it would be fun if we took a trip down memory lane just to see who do you remember from these people?
Fantastic.
So we have the Michael's Knows page, which has 5 people on it.
I don't remember any of them.
4 blonde women, so clearly I have a type that I'm not interested in.
Aww.
And a man with a beard.
I probably just assumed you would like him because he has a beard.
Who are any of these people?
I don't know.
Do you recognize any of them?
This one looks sort of familiar, but not really.
That's Chandler's mom.
Chandler's mom, okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone else, no.
You don't remember her?
No.
That's Elle McPherson. She was Joey's roommate. She was in
for
5 or 6 episodes.
Right, okay, yeah.
This dude with the beard is
dated
Alan.
Dated someone, right?
He dated Monica.
Yeah.
And the thing, his deal was, he was a great guy, and all the friends loved him, but Monica wasn't that bothered about him.
Yeah.
So, like, the friends were, like, really devastated when they broke up. My Would You page, you recognize any of these people?
Well, you like brunettes.
I like that, like, the biggest picture on this is obviously Dr. Richard Burke.
Well, of course, has to be.
It has to be.
Oh, Janice?
Well, this was my thing. I was like, I don't remember seeing it. And Sagita was like, just for one episode, I said yes to Janice. In season 1, episode 14, Janice was doing something where, like, it was a yes. It was working for me.
Oh my God. Okay.
I have no memory of that.
This person this was is literally fantastic. 5 years
ago. Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Wait, go to me. Go to me. Enough of yours.
So some of my yeses were Julie from season one that Ross dated, and the Elizabeth, the college student that Ross dated, Kathy, the cheater, Padgett Brewster, come on.
No.
Gotta love Pat. So your no's. Oh, boy. You are picky. You said no to Richard.
Why is there only one girl?
That's madness. You said no to George Clooney.
They all look the same.
Famous Uggo, George Clooney. You turned him down.
No, I still stand by all of these. Ew, look at that one.
Yeah. What's that? He's not great. I don't really remember. You said no to Fisher Stevens.
Yes,
he was a great character, though.
No, why'd you ask me this one?
Hmm?
What is he, 90 years old?
That's Ralph Lauren.
No, of course not. This is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
You said no to Michael Rapaport, Charlie Sheen. Like, you're turning down some heavy hitters. John Favreau.
No.
Ben Stiller.
Ugh.
Yeah. Giovanni Ribisi. Like,
no, it's a cool Fun, name.
You remember Fun Bobby?
Yeah, I remember Fun Bobby.
Yeah. No, all of them.
All right, who did I say yes to?
You said yes to three people.
Ew, gross. I can sort of see the one on the bottom left. The other ones are horrific.
The fireman.
Oh,
the sensitive fireman that Phoebe dated.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Okay. What the hell is that one? Looks like a frog.
That's the Italian guy.
Oh, that's probably because he had an accent. Mm-hmm. I probably liked him.
I think
okay.
so.
That's fair.
Like the guy that worked for the UN.
But what is
Monica
this
Phoebe...
thing?
That's Brian McKenzie.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
What is that outfit? That
yeah,
hair?
it's a terrible picture, but it's Brian McKenzie. It's okay. The Danny, the guy that comes like as a yeti, and then he has a weird thing with his sister.
Yeah.
Fun little and then I think she falls.
This is unbelievable.
Isn't it great?
Like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work and listening.
I know. It's wonderful. It's really good. You also have two maybes.
Huh.
You have Bruce Willis. And this other guy who plays...
Why is he sticking his neck out like that?
Because he's talking. He was a diner waiter. I think he wrote bad poetry that Monica had a fling with. And she dumped him because he like wrote a poem about her being like a bad lover or something. And then she got back at him by hiring a barbershop quartet. But Bruce Willis is a maybe. That's surprising.
Why?
He looks good there. That's a good picture of him.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's wonderful. It's brilliant. How fun. What a treat to see all this.
Yes.
I would have loved like to have seen like a Google Doc of this compiled, but like seeing it in picture form is like fantastic.
Way better.
So thank you.
Because I don't remember who any of the people are. This is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vying for top marks.
Okay, we should probably talk about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it quick. Season 8, episode 12, the one where Joey dates Rachel, first aired on January 10th, 2002.
That's almost close to where we are right now.
It's, yeah, just
it's like a 21, week or
21 years ago.
No, I know, but like we're in January right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are the odds?
First episode of 2002. What do you remember about 2002?
I remember that it was after 2001
mm-hmm.
and before 2003. I know. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? When it was before 2001.
So the episode opens. Phoebe got Monica and Chandler a gift, and she is very excited about it.
Yes.
She's like yelling. They come into the apartment, and she's there. And there's a very large present like wrapped behind her. And did she give a reason for why she's giving them a gift?
Was it like a belated wedding present?
It might be.
I think something along the lines of the belated wedding present, maybe.
I think it's not important. You know, people might criticize us for not paying attention to those details, but I would say it's not important. A gift's a gift. She got her. They open it. It's a Miss Pac-Man machine. The first thing you said was, well, Monica's going to hate that. And honestly,
yeah.
I don't really remember this episode very well, and I was like... The conflict of this episode must be, like, Monica trying to get rid of this gift.
Okay.
But
no.
To everyone's surprise, Monica's really happy.
Yeah, because, like, that's big and bulky. That wouldn't work in, like, her aesthetic.
No.
But also, like, it's tacky.
They've literally had an argument about, like, what to do with their guest room when Rachel moved out. And they were like, Chandler was like, let's make it a game room. And Monica was like, no, of course not.
But then we get a little insight into why she likes this.
It was her second favorite game growing up.
Yeah, she spent a lot of time at the arcade. I think she was kind of a loner. And so it was like a sentimental reason.
Mm-hmm. And her favorite game was the vending machine. You put money in, you press the buttons, and some candy falls in. Yeah, it's great. It's a good joke. It's a good joke. Fun. Don't know why you would call it a game. Like, she phrased it as her second favorite game. It's not even like Ross was there to be like, oh, yeah, you used to call it your second favorite. Like, she just volunteered that. What are we doing? Anyway, episode opens. We're in Central Perk. Rachel and Joey are there. Ross arrives. He's got a work story. Someone he works with quit, got fired again. Don't remember that particular detail. Again, not important. What's important is he's taking over that class. It's an advanced class, and he's very excited about it.
Yeah, it's a graduate level class. Mm-hmm. And that's, that is cool to teach an upper level.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Joey has a hot date coming up. So he asks Rachel what he should do or where he should take her. And she, rattles off a bunch of suggestions, like restaurants, and then, go here, and then go dancing, listen to some jazz. And she's like, oh, I miss dating. Oh, I'll never get to date for so long.
That's true.
And that's right.
That's so true. You're pregnant, it's all over.
You know, teenage Michael watching this might have been like, ugh, nah, get a babysitter, you'll be fine. No. That part of your life is over for a long time.
Oh my God, his face just got so serious, but it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. 2017, Michael, when we first started this podcast, might not even have said that, but now yeah. I will tell you, Rachel, sitting here, older than you are now. That's fucking depressing. But definitely at least 4 or 5 years older than Jennifer Aniston was in this episode. It's true. It's true.
Is she really pregnant or no?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know, actually. What would you say to look at her? You commented last episode that she wasn't really showing at all. Yeah,
and I think there's a tiny bit in this episode I was very conscious to look for it. So I'm like, okay, so either they're doing this well or maybe she might be.
Yeah, I don't think she is because she's with Brad Pitt at this time because he guest starred a few episodes back. Mm-hmm. Remember, 2 years ago when we watched that episode?
Yeah, totally remember it. Yeah, for sure.
And they never had kids together. Okay. So no.
Okay.
Joey, as a good friend, offers to be like, oh, I'll take you out on a date, you know, we'll wine and dine and all that good stuff. Is this a nice gesture? Is this just a weird plot contrivance?
I think it's nice, but they kind of go deep into, this is a date, instead of, let's just hang out as friends.
Right.
And we can do things that are considered a date, but...
Right.
They're starting to get into some, role play stuff, so...
Yeah, they lean into that later in the episode, when it could have just been I'll take you out for all those things. You don't have to wait for some guy to ask you out, but then he's like, no, I'll take you out on a date.
Yeah.
We go back to Monica and Phoebe... playing Pac-Man, Phoebe specifically. Monica's watching, and they're just arguing. Phoebe's not sharing. Monica and Chandler argue because Chandler's crap at the game. Monica wants a turn. It's just causing conflict, man. It's just a big waste of time.
Yep.
Rachel's getting ready for the date. There's a knock at the door. She's like, Joey, can you get it? But Joey's not there, so she goes to answer, and it's Joey, and he's like, hey, I'm here to pick you up for the date. Yeah. And they kind of lean into this little role play as discussed, and it ends with a fun little button where Rachel's like, oh yeah, I think my roommate's gay, and then Joey is very offended by that suggestion.
That shouldn't be a button.
Yeah, but it is.
That's not a button. That's an offensive thing.
Ross is...
You just skirted right over that. Well,
what are we going to do? Let's cancel friends, shall we?
No, but it shouldn't be one of your buttons.
It's not my button.
But you said it was a button.
It's not in my button collection. It is the button.
Okay, if it was, it'd be a cracked one that smells.
No, it's not. It's not going in. It's just.
It's one that a cat spit out.
Other people can have buttons. This one's not going in my button collection.
Okay, because it has spit up all over it from a cat.
Ross is teaching his normal class, and it ends, and then he's like, "Oh, I've got my advanced class," and he's like, "Hey, does anyone know where this building is?" And the guy's like, yeah, it's across town. And Ross is like, I gotta be teaching a class in 10 minutes. And so it's much further away than he thought.
Yeah.
It's fairly shocking that he wouldn't have looked into it prior to 10 minutes before he was meant to be teaching.
Yeah, but I think he probably would have assumed it would have been on that campus, right? So just it wouldn't have been somewhere else.
But nevertheless.
But he would have looked up the room number and stuff like that.
My question is, What if someone in his class, what if no one in his class had known? What if they'd just been like, no, don't know. What would his next steps have been?
I don't know. Find someone else in the school that had, that
he's meant ask. To be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It's bad.
It's real bad. And it's like,
very unprofessional.
If it was me, I would want to get eyes on the room. I would want to see the space that I'm working in. I would want to know.
What, you would do all that?
Yeah, definitely.
What?
If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
Oh my god.
That's all I'll say.
No, I would have looked up where it is in the parking situation because the anxiety with that, Michael. But, no, I wouldn't have done all that craziness.
I think it's important.
I wouldn't have walked in and licked the desk to make sure they were up to par, like...
Well, no one's suggesting that.
Michael, you might as well be.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's, we then cut to him arriving at the class very late, very out of breath. He kind of gets in and he's like, I'm Dr. Ross Geller. And then the bell rings and you idiot.
But it's kind of funny because of like his physical comedy is quite
yeah.
good.
Yeah, it's
so
fine.
He's like doing these gasps that are very funny.
It's fine. It's just filler. It's just not important, but we'll go on. We're at the restaurant for Joey and Rachel's date.
Restaurant.
She wants to order some filet mignon. And she's like, does that come, what does that come with? And the waitress is like, it comes with vegetables. And she's like, can I sub that for the £2 lobster or whatever it is?
£3 lobster.
And Joey's like, get her that and I'll have the same. Because they're both eating for two.
Was Joey eating for two?
Yeah. Him and his insatiable
and his appetite.
Appetite. At this point, you commented on Rachel's hair.
Oh my god, it was so weird. Her hair's so pretty, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she did this thing where she took the front two bits and almost like pinned it behind her ear, so it made her look like she was wearing a helmet. Like it made her hair look really flat. And then a little bit later, she like unpins that or whatever, and it looks so much better. I was like, "What? What?"
Leaning into the date vibes, they're kind of like discussing what's Joey's moves, and he's like, "Well, I would send over a bottle of champagne and say it was from a fan, and I would say something like." Can't wait to kiss you later, or like I want to kiss you now, and it's like
that's a typical man move right there.
Does anyone actually date like that? That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
And it makes me very grateful that I don't date anymore. Ugh.
Yeah, people date like that.
Yeah, it makes my skin crawl a little bit. Rachel's moves are asking questions and Joey's just like, what are you talking about? And then he ends up like opening up about his dad and he's like, whoa. I'm like, but why is that a move? Like, it's impressive, but, like, why is that, like, a date move to, like, talk about your family?
Like, you're showing your sensitive side and your willingness to open up. Like, maybe not everyone would open up, so is that, like, a thing that the girl's trying to assess? Like, oh, would they open up to me, or would this be a thing? But she's also very touchy at that point, so that's, like, part of her move, too.
Mm.
I don't know, man. That seems like something a therapist would do to try to, like... get that person to start talking without all the touchiness. And I would know.
Because
I am one.
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Good comment. Well done, mate.
Oh.
That was good.
Thanks, friend.
Back at Monica and Chandler's. It's the next day. Wait, the time jump's weird here. Okay, it's the next day from the last time we saw them. Monica's getting home from work. Chandler's been playing Miss Pac-Man all day. And now he's really good at it. But he has a claw for a hand, and he's got all the new high scores, and he's put rude words in them, and Monica's worried because Ben's coming over to play them. So now Chandler can't beat them because he's got a claw hand, so Monica has to beat the whole game. I think that covers it, right?
Yes.
It doesn't need much more than that, I don't think.
But I'd like to know that Monica still has a relationship with Ben.
Yeah, I guess so. Back from the date. They're getting on fine. They're playing a game of who would you punch between the other friends. Who would you punch out of Phoebe, Monica, Ross, and Chandler?
Out of the friends? Or out of my friends?
No, out of those four specifically.
Wait, Phoebe, Ross,
the ones that aren't Monica, Joey and Rachel.
Ross.
It's you pick
be.
Ross?
It's gotta be.
Yeah, Chandler,
you know
Chandler could
Ross.
Use a smack.
Yeah, but he probably gets it a lot.
They had such a good time. They just keep on talking about both of them. Like, that was a great date. That was like the best date I've ever had.
Oh my god, I totally remember when I said like, oh, they would be great together way back in the day.
You've been saying it.
And it won't worry, that won't be a thing. Mm. I know this won't be a thing because I know that fucking Rachel and Ross will get back together. Or okay. like get together.
If you say so.
They will because okay. they need to satisfy all the audience members.
Well, do people like Joey more than Ross?
Hard to say. I don't think so.
Well, they had a great date anyway, and they keep talking about what a great date it was. Then they discuss their end of the night moves, so it's not just like, what's your move?
Clear your throat like it was some secret. Their end of the night
moves. I was going to edit it out, but you brought attention to it, so here we are. The end of the night moves.
Keep it in. It's very scandalous.
Joey talks about putting on shiny lip balm to make his lips look appealing. Wouldn't that just leave like an unpleasant like smear on your lips after you've kissed someone?
Have you never kissed someone with lip gloss on, Michael?
I don't know. I don't think so, now that we're talking about it.
What?
I don't know.
You definitely have.
Okay.
But yes, it would get it on you.
So why is that nice?
It makes your lips look fuller and wet, which is supposed to be attractive.
Who wants to kiss a wet mouth?
Michael, it's supposed to be sexual.
Ugh. Sounds exhausting.
Michael, how old are you?
It's gonna be okay. I'm older than all of the friends now.
Combined.
Basically, Rachel's dad at this point. Rachel talks about how she, like... Does she say, like, I lean in and put my lips on their lips?
Yeah. Like, okay. Really slightly.
Okay, so you just kiss them. Like, your move is you lean in and kiss them.
Yeah, but I don't
think
it's, like, a proper kiss. I think it's just more of, like, a tease thing.
All right. So she leans in and does, like, a little kiss, and she does, like, a small moan noise. And Joey really likes it. And then Rachel goes to bed, and then Joey seems worried.
Oh yeah, he's like, what do you mean I like this? What's happening?
Mm. Ross is discussing, this is the next day, Ross is discussing his issues with Rachel about getting to the class. He needs a solution. He can't get a taxi because the traffic's too bad. So he goes off to figure that out. He's like, I can't lose this job. I've already announced it in the family newsletter, the Geller Yeller. It's pretty good.
I love it.
I feel like a family newsletter, some bullshit you would do.
Me? Yeah. I wouldn't start it, but I'd contribute.
But you contribute.
I'd absolutely contribute. I'd be like, today, it's been 6 days since I've showered. And,
wow.
I had 3 boxes of wine this week.
Joey arrives as Ross goes off. Rachel talks about the film Cujo that she wants to rent. And Joey's like, I'll watch it with you. And Rachel's like, you got your hot date tonight that he was talking about at the beginning of the episode and asking her for advice the whole time.
Yep.
Rachel's like, did you feel weird after the date last night? And Joey's like, oh, yeah, I did. Thinking that, like, Rachel was, like, addressing the awkwardness that he felt. But she was just talking about the lobster. She had, like, an upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Monica keeps trying to beat the game. She keeps failing. Phoebe comes in to say sorry, but they're running out of time to get all of the naughty words off of the scoreboards before Ben gets there. Back to Ross's classroom. He comes in again. He's made it this time. But he's too out of breath to teach. I'm like, Ross, you ever heard of a bike?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he doesn't have one.
He can get one. So he's so out of breath, he ends up passing out. It's pretty funny.
It's very hilarious.
Yeah. Joey's on his date, his hot date, but he's very distracted.
He's dating someone that, if he hadn't had this experience with Rachel, he probably would really like.
Mm.
You know, she's pretty, she's, like, stupid, like him, sort of, in a way.
She's
a
dum-dum, for sure. He's got Rachel on his mind. The woman mentions Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah.
Right? Just remember that.
Okay.
Just store that in the back of your mind for a future episode. That might be important. We live in a world where Stephen Baldwin's a guy.
Okay.
And we know who he is.
Yeah.
Like, people know who he is. He's a famous person in this world.
Also, they sat at the same table and at the same restaurant that Joey and
of
Rachel went
to. Of course they
did.
They're not going to build another set. Come on. But it's just not going well. His heart's not in it.
Nah. But it would have been.
Phoebe's beating the game. She's like, oh, we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And then she fails at the last moment. My question is, has she Is this the last one she needs to do to push off the lat? So there's only one, like, inappropriate thing on the
score.
He's never going to notice that.
No, he probably won't. That's but this fine. Is the best part of the whole episode.
So she fails. And then she...
It sort of, like, slows down. And she, like, the sound cuts off and it's just, like, music behind. And it's her saying, like, you bitch, you motherfucker, like, all these things. Sorry, like, she probably should have said something. I'm going to swear right there. And you see, like, Ross coming in the door with Ben and him trying to, like, struggle to cover his ears. And it's very funny. In my opinion, I thought it was the best part.
Yeah, it's, like, shot like one of those, like, super dramatic scenes. It's almost like an assassination in, like, a gangster movie where it all slows down and Ross is, like, diving over Ben to cover his ears and things.
It's funny.
It's pretty good.
And then right after that, I was like, this is absolutely going to be the only time we see Ben, isn't it? This 10-second clip.
Might be the last time we see him.
Are you kidding me? What the hell's the point of him?
And, like, for all the, oh, this was pointless, this was, if that... It's a good payoff to it. And, like, it didn't take up a lot of time in the episode. Like, I'm softening on it. Here I am.
I guess so.
It didn't take up a lot of time. Like, none of the scenes before it were worthwhile. But at least the punchline, like, paid off.
Well, it's because it was Phoebe.
No, it was everyone, though.
No.
It was. Michael. It was Ross, and it was Ben, and it was... Well.
Michael, we all know Phoebe's the best character of all. Thank God for her swearing.
After Ross. Ross is number one.
Are you kidding me? We're not doing this. We are not doing this.
We don't have to prove it to you.
We don't have to prove it to you.
So anyway, yeah, good. Rachel's watching Cujo. She's never seen... Have you seen Cujo?
No, I've never even heard of it.
No, it's like... There are just certain films that you hear about growing up outside of America that just do not make their way out of the United States.
Oh, okay.
Cujo... Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Hold on, what did you say?
Old Yeller.
No, you did not say a J.
It said
Yella. Like Yella.
Yeah, Old Yeller. The big yellow dog.
Old
Christmas Story. Like, that is like zero, like, people would not know what you're talking about.
It's a classic.
There's just certain things that are like, you know, obviously, like, American cinema is huge all over the world, but there's just certain films that don't really make it out.
What else?
I mean, nobody else likes Hocus Pocus.
What? That movie
fucking sucks.
I'm sorry, everyone that is not from America that listens to this, can you please, I don't know how to do the Twitter, can you do like the Instagram and talk to me about Hocus Pocus and if you like it or if you know about it? Because that's really upsetting. Hocus Pocus is fucking phenomenal. Don't judge it on the second one.
Hocus Pocus 2 is better than Hocus Pocus.
Michael, you shut your damn mouth.
Anyway, she's watching that. Joey comes in. She's scared. She's like, what are you doing here? Your day. And he's like, oh, it didn't go well. And then, like...
But is it about, like, a rabid dog or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it, like, a haunted dog?
Well, it's not haunted. I think it is just, like, a, like, killer dog. I think it's, like, Jaws, but with a big dog.
Oh, my God. That would be, like, my nightmare.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Speaking of which, I had to tell you my nightmare from last night.
And she's like, no, come watch the movie with me. And he goes to sit. And she's like, no, come protect me. And so he has to, like, cuddle up with her.
But it's on like, a chair. One-person armchair. So he's sitting on the arm.
But then she, like, pulls him in.
Yeah, she, like, pulls him in. So he's sitting awkward. Right next to her.
And she's like, are you scared? And he's like, yeah, I'm terrified. Because he's confronting his feelings for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like... It's like, ooh, so dramatic. It does, like, the sort of silent fade out. Yeah. As if, like, someone's just announced they've got a terminal illness or something. And you're just like, okay. Settle down here. This is it's going to be okay, everyone.
But also, it's, like, a nice, honest moment from Joey.
Mm.
I didn't hate it.
Okay. Didn't hate it.
Didn't hate it.
And then it ends with Ross at the beginning of his advanced class where he's like, is everyone here? I got here early. And he's not out of breath and he's delivering his class.
He's wearing like a proper suit.
And you're like, this must be a dream sequence. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't think we do dream sequences on this show. But no, it's far more hilarious. He's wearing rollerblades.
He's wearing rollerblades.
And he's scooting about his class.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he announces at the beginning of the scene that he got there early, presumably early enough to take the fucking rollerblades off and put your shoes back on, but no, he's gonna wear them.
No, he's gonna wear them.
He's scooting about, giving his lecture about dinosaurs. Great stuff. And that was the one where Joey dates Rachel. What do you think of that?
Four and a half.
Four and a half? Up from last week's one.
Really?
I think you gave it a four.
Ugh.
After previously giving it a two the first time you watched it.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, when we talk about it, it does change my mind a bit. This one did not change.
Where do you think we're going?
I don't know.
Don't know?
I feel like we're just kind of in this...
Rachel's pregnant. Joey apparently has feelings for Rachel. So we're probably going to get a baby being born.
Well, yeah, but probably not till the end of the season or something.
So what's going on with Joey and Rachel?
Maybe they'll, like, try dating and then it's, like, shitty and they realize after an episode or two that's just not right and then...
Okay. You're not worried about it?
No, I'm not.
Not rooting for them?
I would have been earlier if she wasn't pregnant.
Oh. You think the baby ruins it or complicates it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Complicates it, because at the end of the day, it's Ross's baby.
True. Okay. Well, you want a bit of trivia to wrap this baby up? Take this puppy home?
Yeah, let me just put my hair up. Can I read the trivia?
No, because they have spoilers. You asked this.
But don't they have the spoiler ones at the end?
Sometimes no, though.
Okay.
Okay, trivia for this episode. The production added a lot of American flags and NYC memorabilia for all episodes in Season 8, most likely in support after 9/11, which occurred just before the series aired.
Yeah, well, didn't you see what Chandler's shirt was?
United We Stand t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says here. I wasn't paying attention to that.
Well, it was like a bright red t-shirt.
Yeah, there's an American flag to the left of the entrance in Joey and Rachel's apartment. Chandler has on a United We Stand t-shirt while playing Miss Pac-Man all day.
Mm-hmm. I kind of liked it, actually.
Oh, here we go. David Schwimmer directed this episode, as he does many of them. Krista Allen, who goes on a date with Joey, played Billy Reed on Days of Our Lives. The Magna Doodle on Joey and Rachel's door sports a sun-moon design.
Yes, I saw that. I always look at that.
Is that interesting?
Well, it changes every episode.
It does, but that's not interesting. That's
no, it's
barely
not interesting.
Trivia. When Ross enters the classroom, you can see a student with a T-Birds folder from Greece.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. The pregnancy magazine Rachel is reading near the start of
pregnancy.
The episode
and
features...
I meant to mention this. She's reading a magazine called Fit Pregnancy, and it says, like stay hot or stay thin or something, like, ridiculous. Stay in shape. I don't know. And it really bothered me. And because it's pronounced, she's not just reading it and then she puts it down. She, like, lays it on her so you can see it the entire time in that scene. And it bothered me.
Can I finish?
Sure.
The pregnancy magazine Rachel is reading near the start of the episode features Alex Kingston on its cover. She would have been pregnant with her daughter Salome.
I'm sorry. What?
I don't know if I'm saying that right. Salome.
Salome?
Well, yeah, probably. By former husband Florian Hartel, and is recognizable due to her trademark massive red curly hair.
Wait, I have red curly hair.
Well, there you go. Do you want a minor spoiler?
No. No?
Well, this isn't a spoiler.
No.
This is not a spoiler because it's a lack of something in a future episode. This is our final appearance of Ben. We will not see
Ben
again.
Okay, so when I said no, and he still said it.
Well, it's not a spoiler, because, like,
okay,
we're never going to talk about the lack of Ben being in it again.
Okay,
we're
not going to
see him again.
Okay, so what did he do, ever? He maybe had, like, two lines? He had, like, that wedding episode?
He's been in it more than I think you remember.
Maybe.
Like, the big joke is he's not in it. But there are episodes where, like, Ben is specifically, like, the focus.
I forget about him.
Mm-hmm. Except in your dreams, because you fancy them.
No. But I have to tell you about my nightmare last night.
Yes, I know. You keep saying that. You can tell me.
I don't want to forget.
Let's just get it when we're done. Yeah, cool. That was not good trivia. But I didn't write it, so you can't blame me.
No, you can't blame Michael.
All right, the next episode is the one where Chandler takes a bath.
Oh, that sounds nice.
What if that was the whole episode?
It's a good bath.
What if it was just him, like, in the bath with, like, an inner monologue?
I would be very interested.
Mm. What if he gets like his toe stuck in the faucet? It's a classic.
I would laugh just like that.
Well, who knows? I don't remember what this episode is, so I guess we'll find out.
Oh my gosh, we'll be learning together.
Thank you all very much for listening. We will catch you next time for that episode. You can support the show by following us on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can check out our Instagram.
Check out the Instagram and DM me.
What is our Instagram handle, Elizabeth?
At FriendsPod.
At? Oh, does Instagram do at now?
Oh, no, shit. Is that the Twitter one? I don't know.
I think it's Friends Till the End Pod.
I should know that.
You really should. You're the manager of the Instagram account.
We've only posted two things, so I'm not doing great.
All right. So check that out for a posting every now and again, I suppose, from Elizabeth, or you can slide into her DMs. You can support us by leaving a friendly rating or review wherever you get this episode. We're on Spotify and iTunes and anywhere else you get podcasts, for the most part.
Shout out to those amazing Would You graphics. Thank you for that. Yep.
The wonderful. And of course, if you want to support the show, tell a friend. Word of mouth. So the way to go, baby.
Baby.
All right. This was a long episode.
Yeah.
Catch you later, buddy.
All right, bye.
Bye.